弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们在这样的环境中还可以聚集。
Thank the Lord that in such circumstances we can still gather.
我们盼望在这样的日子，我们在祷告上有更多的学习。
Do hope that in such time like this we can learn even more in prayers.
真正有学习的是不需要别人提醒的。
When those who are truly learning, then there's no need reminder from others.
因为常常祷告的人必定常常的遇见主。
For those who pray often should meet the Lord often.
常常来到主面前的，就主会教他怎么样祷告。
Those who often come before the Lord, then the Lord will teach them how to pray.
祷告是最简单的事，祷告也是最难的。
Pray is the easiest thing, however, it's also the most difficult.
祷告是直接可以联系到天上宝座的。
Pray is directly connected to the heavenly throne.
所以如果我们不是一个祷告的人，我们对于天的认识和经历就会十分的局限。
If we are not people of prayers, then our knowledge toward the heaven can be limited.
如果我们觉得没什么好祷告的，那我们恐怕眼睛会被许多东西所蒙蔽。
If we feel that there's not much to pray about, then our eyes could be blinded by many things.
我们如果觉得祷告太浪费时间，恐怕我们更多的时间是消耗在虚空虚无当中。
If we feel pray is wasting of time, then actually we are wasting time in empty and void things.
所以祷告是一个难的功课。
Prayers is a hard lesson.
但是祷告却是一个叫我们能够进入属灵实际的一个必须的过程。
But prayer is the must, is a necessity process that helps us to enter into the reality, the spiritual reality.
我在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通祷告的主题不是我会祷告。
Here I'm sharing with brothers and sisters this topic about prayer is not that I know how to pray.
我跟弟兄姊妹一同都在学习当中。
I'm the same and learning together with brothers and sisters.
但是我真正的尝到在学习当中的一切的甘甜，一切的宝贵，一切主在我们身上的奇妙的工作。
But truly, I have tasted in such learning process. I have tasted Lord's amazing and also precious and also sweetness and His amazing work among us.
所以我们愿意一同来到主面前，仰望主亲自把话赐给我们。
So we are willing to gather, come before the Lord and look upon Him to.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's have words.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
We give you praises and thanksgiving.
我们即使在这不能够跟弟兄姊妹这个面对面的情况底下，我们还能够这样的聚集，这是你的怜悯。
It is your mercy that in such circumstances, although we cannot meet with brothers and sisters face to face, but we can still gather.
我们求你继续用你儿子，神儿子羔羊的宝血来洁净遮盖一切。
We do pray that may you continue to use your Son, the Son of God, the Lamb, the precious Lamb, the precious blood of the Lamb to cover everything.
我们也仰望，我们也求告。因着你儿子所施的全副军装，为教会，为我们每一位圣徒都穿上。
And we also pray and look upon you to put on the full armor of God for your church.
当我们在这里交通祷告的时候，我们就求主捆绑恶者，一切拦阻祷告的工作，都求你彻底的捆绑。
So as here we are fellowshipping and pray.That we do pray that in your name may you bind all the work of the enemy.
我们求你教我们祷告。
We do ask you to teach us how to pray.
我们说的、翻译的、听的，都等候在你的面前。
For the one who speaks, the one who translates, those who listen, wait before you.
我们没有人 觉得自己是祷告的专家。
No one feels we are expert in prayers.
我们也没有人觉得我们的祷告已经让天上的宝座心满意足了。
And no one feels that our prayers can satisfy the heavenly throne.
但是我们实在来到一个环境，来到一个情况中，我们必须要祷告。
But truly, we come under the circumstances and situation that we must pray.
不管是我们个人或者教会，或者是主，我们要迎接等候你的再来，我们都需要有足够的而且有效的祷告。
Regardless, it's individual or corporately, or for us to welcome your return, we do need enough and effective prayers.
虽然我们知道该祷告，但是我们承认我们不会祷告。
Even though we know we have to pray, but we confess we don't know how to pray.
求你教我们，求你赐下话语给我们。
May you teach us and give us your words.
求你敞开天上的窗户，照着你教会现在需要的，能够丰丰富富的，丰丰富富的超过我们所求所想的来充满我们。
Pray that you open the heavenly window according to the need of your church, abundantly and richly fills us.
因为只有你知道我们需要什么，而且也只有你来才能供应我们所需要的。
Know what we need, and only you are the one who can provide what we need.
我们愿意无依无靠的仰望等候在你的面前。
Any other dependence, we look and wait before you.
求你使我们每一位在你面前等候的都能够得着宝足。
Do pray that each one of us who wait before you can be filled.
求你圣灵亲自触摸每一颗心。
The Holy Spirit touch each one of our heart.
因为是你启示，因为是你做工，所以叫我们的得着是从你得着。
For it is you who gives revelation, and as you are doing the work, therefore our gain is from you.
只有你才有办法做那人不能做的工作。
You are the one who's able to do the work that man cannot do.
我们不需要人的话，我们不需要属地的东西。
We don't need words from man, nor things of the earth.
我们需要从天上的宝座来供应我们，好叫我们知道怎样在地上生活。
We do need your provision from the heavenly throne, so we know how to live on earth.
让我们实在在现今的日子就能够蒙你的怜悯，能够进到天国的那样的实际里面。
So in such day like this, we can find mercy before you, and we can enter into the reality of the heaven.
我们把我们的需要摆在你面前。
We lay down our needs before you.
我们把真是每一个在线上的，我们都求你保守我们通讯的平安，通讯的通畅。
We do pray you keep the internet smooth for each one of us.
让我们能够听见你要我们听见的。
So we can hear what you would like us to hear.
让我们得着你所要供应给我们的。
And we're able to receive what you would like to provide to us.
不论说的、翻译的、听的，我们都一同把敬拜、爱戴、颂赞、荣耀归给你。
For the one who speaks, the one who translates, and everyone who listens, we give you all the glory, honor, and blessing and worship.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天交通的主题哈，跟上次是不一样的。
A theme we share today is different from last time.
我们这一次的主题是在以弗所书第六章十八节。
Our topic today is chapter 6 of book Ephesians, verse 18.
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求。
Praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit.
你如果读达比的翻译，你就发现是有一个全 all prayers prayer.
Read the Darby translation, it talks about the all prayers.
这个不只是 Darby 这样翻译，很多版本都是这样翻译。
It's not only in a Darby translation, but many other versions.
所以这里呢，这是我们一个很难的学习。
So therefore, this is a difficult lesson to learn.
但是呢，是我们的必须的学习。
This is must lesson for us.
而这个学习呢是必须在圣灵里面。
And this lesson have to be learned in the spirit.
所以我们必须要先跟圣灵有一个对的关系。
For first of all, we have to have the right relationship with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们跟圣灵失去了一个对的关系，你恐怕这个学习是没有进入状况的。
We lost the right relationship with the Holy Spirit, then this learning is actually not yet entering into what it should be.
所以我们都一同在主面前仰望主帮助我们。
Then we look before the Lord to help us.
那我们圣经从以弗所书第六章第十节读到第二十节。
So let's read Book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 through 20.
第十节。我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Father Lord, and the power of His might.
要穿戴神所赐全副的军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
The whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the will of devil.
因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavens.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装。抵挡仇敌，一切还能站立得住。
This reason of God that you may be able to stay, have all things to stand.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girded about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋，穿在脚上。
Guard your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
此外，又拿着信的当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Besides all these, having taken the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's words.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦。为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit and with perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, in order that utterance might be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
I'm an ambassador bound with a chain that I might be bold in it as I ought to speak.
为着信主不久，或者说在这个祷告经历上比较缺乏的弟兄姊妹，我要做一点我个人的经历。
I would like to share some of my own experience for those who just believe the Lord or those who have a praying experience.
当我们读到这一段圣经的时候，我想对一些弟兄姊妹觉得，哎呀，这个是太远了，太深了。跟我没什么关系。
Sure, maybe some brothers and sisters feel this is so far away and too deep and not much related to me.
也许会觉得说，这些事情恐怕是那些信主很久的啦， 或者说是那个在教会里面要担任特别服事的人呢他才需要碰到这些问题。
That those issues are only for those who's been serving the Lord for a long time or who's been in church for a long time, then they will encounter those.
或者年轻人想说，我现在学校家里面，我在学校读书啊，我现在没有什么特别的事情啊，这些东西跟我没关系。
Or maybe young people that I'm studying and I don't have much things going on at home, therefore there's not much to do with me about this.
那所以就对这样的话或者对这样的圣经呢，就特别的忽略。
So then my neglect for this part of the scripture.
但我个人的经历却是跟这些不同。
But my personal experience is different.
我经历到这段圣经是在我信主大概只有三四个月的时候。
I have experienced this part of the scripture, 3 or 4 months after I believed the Lord.
那时候我遇到了一些特别的事情，我不明白。
Encounter certain issues which I could not understand.
我可以知道那是跟灵界有关系的，但是我是一无所知。
I knew that had something to do with the spiritual realm, but I knew nothing.
那我被这样的问题呢，被那个遇到的问题呢，困扰了一段时间。
So I was being bothered by a period of time with the issue I encountered.
所以我就一直希望能够找到适合的人，可以在我这样的问题上给我一个适合的帮助。
So I kept trying to find someone who's suitable to help me in such issue.
那段时间呢，我这个参加聚会也比较多。
And during that period of time, to meetings frequently.
所以有一次。去到一个就是好像在星期六吧，星期六上午去到一个地方参加一个聚会。
So on a Saturday morning, I went to a place for a gathering.
然后就在上电梯的时候遇到了一个弟兄。
I was going on the elevator, I met a brother.
我也不晓得为什么，那时候是很有感动，就把我的问题跟那个弟兄在电梯里面跟他讲。
I did not know why, but I felt touched. So I shared my issue with the brother in the elevator.
那个弟兄呢，他一听完之后，他马上问我一个问题，说，你信主多久？
As soon as the brother heard what I said, he immediately asked me, how long have you believed the Lord?
他以为我信主很久，我说没有，我这才几个月而已。
Thought I have believed the Lord for a long time. I said, no, only a few months.
然后说怎么会那么快就遇到这些问题呢？
Then he asked, then how come you have encountered such issue this quickly?
我也没办法回答这问题，我若能回答，我想我就知道什么答案了。
Had no way to answer because I already know the.
然后那个弟兄就说，哎呀，我现在急着有事，我不能给你任何的回答。那他就给我一张名片。然后就说你改天来找我吧。
The brother told me that I have something else to take care of right now, therefore I cannot answer you now. But he gave me this name card and he asked me to look for him some other day.
那可是我回去啊，我就把这个名片放在主面前。
Well, after I went home, I put this name card before the Lord.
那我就问主说要不要去找他，是不是他可以帮助我？
The Lord, or should I go? Is he the one who can help me?
但是主给我里面的带领就说，你不用找他，你只要去读以弗所书第六章，然后把这段话看清楚，照着这段话去祷告。
He told me you do not, brother, but you just have to go chapter 6 and read this place of scripture in details and pray accordingly.
那我就读了，但是我真的读不懂。
So I read, but I couldn't understand.
我没有一个东西是我懂的。
Nothing I could understand.
但我相信这话。
But I believe in those words.
所以我就把这些话呢读清楚了，然后呢，能够尽量的能够把它记在心里。
So I thoroughly read through those words and try to memorize them in my heart.
那我就用这些话去祷告。
Using these words.
很快的，我就祷告的很短的时间，我的问题就解决了。
After a short time after I started praying these words, my issues were being resolved.
所以这段话是蛮有能力的。
Therefore, this part of scripture is very powerful.
这段话值得我们把它背起来。
This part of scripture is worthy for us to memorize.
就是你不会解释，你也要用它。
Even though if you do not know how to explain, but you have to use them.
因为这句这段话对于圣徒受主的保护和能够坚定在主的面前是非常重要的。
For this part of scripture is very important for the saints to be protected and also be established to stand before the Lord.
跟我们信主的年日长跟短没有关系，我们只要一蒙恩得救，这段话就是给我们的。
It has nothing to do with how long or short we believe the Lord. As soon as we believe the Lord, those words have been given to us.
所以我们要彼此鼓励，我们读圣经，我们看主的话。 不要照我们的意思来拣选。
Encourage each other when we read scripture, not choose based on our own thinking.
如果我们是照自己的意思拣选，恐怕对我们最有益处、最重要的话，我们会把它丢掉。
If we choose the words based on our own thoughts, then we might lose the most important words.
那这个是一个重要的。
This is a very important learning.
那这个我们因为交通到这一段，所以我想把这个以弗所书呢一个简单的回顾。We
share about this part of scripture, therefore I would like to do a brief review on Book of Ephesians.
以弗所书如果你用最简单的方式来把它的重点把它拉起来的话，可以用三个字。Use
three words. To describe the focal point of Book Ephesians.
那第一个字就是坐，就是你现在坐在椅子上的坐。That
is sit.
这个就是从第一章到第三章。That
is chapter 1-3.
然后呢，从这个第四章第一节到第五章的第九节是行。到处放卧。
Chapter 4, verse 1 to chapter 5, verse 9 is walk.
No, 第六章的第九节。
To chapter 6, verse 9.
这是行或行事为人的行。
That is to walk as daily deeds to walk.
然后呢，第六章第十节以后呢，就是站。
And then the last part is to stand. That's starting from chapter 6, verse 10 and onward.
所以这是讲到一个属灵的状况。So
that talks about the spiritual condition.
在第一章到第三章，主告诉我们，借这个话告诉我们，主已经在天上，我们与他同坐在天上。
Chapter 1 to 3, through the Lord's words, tell us, The Lord is in heaven, and we are together with heavenless.
这个不是我们的能力，这是主耶稣他完成的救赎，他回到天上，他已经做成的事情。This
is not by our own power, but this is our Lord has already accomplished the salvation. He's now in the heaven, but he has already accomplished.
所以蒙恩得救的圣徒，他的地位。 是已经与耶稣基督同死、同埋葬、同复活，又同坐在天上。
Those who are saved by grace, the position that they together die, bury, and ascend to heaven, and also sitting together in heaven, the places with.
所以我们是在信心里面，也是靠着圣灵来进入这一切的实际。
Therefore, also in faith, we enter into all the reality.
所以如果我们是真的进到与他同坐在天上的实际，
For if we enter into the reality that we are sitting together with him in heavenly places,
那我们就会得着从天上给我们的眼光，神的眼光来看事情。
Then we will receive the heavenly perspective, that's God's perspective to things.
你知道从空中看地上都是俯瞰的，都是超越的。
We look from to the earth, it's actually an overview and it's surpassing.
所以这个神他有一个教我们，给我们一个眼光，是从与基督同坐在天上的眼光来看我们所蒙的救恩。
God gives us a perspective, that is, we have this perspective as sitting in heavenness with our Lord Christ to see the salvation with.
如果我们一直坚持只有从我们从人的从属地的眼光去看救恩，我们就把救恩会限制在非常低的层次。
In using the earthly point of view to view the salvation, then we will limit the salvation.
但是如果我们能够在圣灵的底下，在圣灵的带领，能够进入与主同坐在天上，能够从天上的眼光来看救恩，那这就把我们有个无限的提升。
In the Holy Spirit, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can sit together with the Lord in heavenness and then view down, then this will lift us up.
这也是叫我们得盼望的，叫我们得刚强的。
This is for us to have hope and being strengthened.
所以千万不要有一种态度，那个太高了，那个太难了，我们拒绝它。
Definitely do not have the attitude.To that is so high, that is so hard, so we reject it.
所以我们每一次讲它太高太难的时候，要小心。我这个太这个是真的是把我引到主面前去寻求主，去仰望主呢，还是叫我拒绝主？
So each time when we say this is too high and too deep, we have to be careful whether we guiding me to.Before the Lord to seek him.
我在教会几十年，我看到有许多弟兄姊妹说太高太难。
In my church experience, I have seen so many brothers and sisters say this is too high, too deep, too hard.
有一些说太高太难，他其实意思就是我与这个无干，我拒绝。
Some who say that this is too high and too difficult.That means that they are saying, I have nothing to do with this, so I reject it.
但有一些说太高太难的时候，他是愿意站在无依无靠的态度和那个实际，来到主面前，仰望主的怜悯，把这太高太难的变成他可以得着，可以进入的实际。
But for some who say this is too high and too hard, but they are willing to ask the Lord's mercy and ask for his guidance so that they can enter into the reality.
所以每一次我们听到太高太难的时候，你要注意这后面的这个意思是什么。
So each time when we hear people say it's too high and too difficult, we have to pay attention. What's the meaning behind it?
有的人说这个是要把我们跟主的关系疏远了。
Some people say this way, that is to distance our relationship from the Lord.
有的人说这个是叫我们能够站在对的态度、对的地位和对的光景底下来到主面前寻求他。
For some others say this, that is for us to stay in the right position, attitude and condition to come before the Lord to seek him.
所以与主同坐在天上是一件很难说清楚的宝贵。
So this is something very difficult to, this is something so precious and hard to describe about sitting together with the Lord in heaven.
因为他叫我们能够从神的启示中来看见神的荣耀在什么地方彰显。
For this is for us to form the revelation of God, then we can see where is the glory of God being manifested.
如果我们没有蒙主的启示，我们可能终其我们一生都永远不能够知道什么是神的荣耀。
If we are not being revealed by the Lord, then actually we cannot know what the glory of God is in our entire life.
所以我们更没有办法把荣耀归给神。
Then furthermore, we cannot give glory unto God.
我们也没有办法因为认识神的荣耀而我们这一个人被刚强起来，被坚定在主的面前。
And also we cannot be, because we know the glory of God, then we are being strengthened and our inner man being strengthened and able to stand.
所以在前三章不但讲到这个与主同坐在天上，而到一个地步能够认识到神的荣耀在什么方面可以彰显出来。
So therefore, chapter 1 to 3, not only that we are sitting together in heaven,with the Lord, but also we can know to the point that under what circumstances that God's glory can be manifested.
所以第一方面就是圣徒可以得着神儿子的名分，就是圣徒可以长大成熟。
First point is that the saints can receive sonship, that is they can grow up, become mature.
第二方面就是神要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于义。
And second part is that God would like all things together in heaven and earth to gather in one in Christ Jesus.
这是很宝贵的事情。
This is something so precious.
这是我们应该里面受震撼的事情。
Something we shall be greatly shaken.
这也是我们受主吸引的事情。
And that's something we are being drawn toward the Lord.
所以这是神的荣耀可以借着一切所有都在基督里面同归于一来彰显出来。
Therefore, God's glory can be manifested when all things are gathered together in one in Christ.
那今天主在教会中，也就是让圣徒进入这个时机。
And today in church, the Lord let the saints enter into its reality.
那另外一方面就是神借着圣灵，在我们身上做印记和做字来见证神的心意果然是如此。
Also another aspect is that through the Holy Spirit, God, this is the seal and earnest within us.
在第四方面就是神要得着众圣徒为产业为基业，这里会显出神的荣耀出来。
And the fourth point is that through the saints, God can receive them as his inheritance, which will manifest God's glory.
所以圣徒之间的关系不但是弟兄姊妹的关系，也是一同得产业的关系。
So the relationship among brothers and sisters, not only brothers and sisters, but also it's the relationship to receive inheritance together.
我们要使圣徒成为神的产业，这才是一个真正的一个让神荣耀彰显的时机。
Only when we let to make the saints become the inheritance of God, that is the reality when God's glory is manifested.
如果圣徒之间的人的关系是非常的良好，但是这个良好却没有叫这个圣徒呢真正被神得着，神不能得荣耀。
The relationship between the saints only have very good human relationship, but this kind of good relationship cannot make God's glory to be manifested.
所有圣徒之间良好的关系是要一同带到神面前的。
All of the good relationship among the saints have to be brought together to God.
如果人和人之间的关系良好，却是成为来到神面前的拦阻，这个不是神要的东西。
There is very good relationship among people, but it actually becomes an obstacle for people come before God. That is not the relationship God would like.
他无法显出神的丰富，无法显出神的荣耀。
This way cannot reveal God's riches nor His glory.
另外一方面，在第五方面就是，神要借着教会，能够因为圣徒能够同作后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许，来使天上执政掌权的，执政掌权的，今天就能够认识神的智慧。
And another aspect is that God's church, through the saints to be joint heirs, the joint same body, and joint partakers of His promise, so then that all the principalities are able to know the manifold wisdom of God.
所以这里告诉我们，教会的生活实在是极其荣耀的生活。
So here tells us that church life is truly a glorious life.
也是神借着他的荣耀的心意。荣耀来吸引我们，使我们可以被做成荣耀的教会。
And also God draw us by His glory so we can be built up into a glorious church.
所以如果我们 不受神的荣耀的吸引，荣耀的教会在我们的心中就永远都不会成型的。
So if we are not being drawn by the glory of God, then this glorious church can never be forming our hearts.
我们的服事或者我们的生活可能跟神的荣耀是脱节的。
We actually might fall short and actually being cut off in our service and in our life. That's cut off from the glory of God.
所以第四章到第六章第九节是讲到行事为人，讲到生活。
So chapter 4 until chapter 6 verse 9 talks about our walk, our daily life.
但这个生活呢，是这个行呢，是根据一个呼召开始的。
This walking is based on a calling.
所以这个呼召是在前三章这些荣耀的景象。
And those calling are in the first three chapters, all those glorious conditions.
所以这个呼召要把我们能够显出这个同归于一的实际。
And this calling would reveal the reality of gathered together in one.
所以我们如果行在这个呼召里面，我们就很自然的就要同归于一。
And if we walk in this calling, then very naturally we become in one.
但这个工作呢，都是圣灵在做的。
All done by the Holy Spirit.
我们被主救回来是已经在同归于一的实际里面。
When we are being saved by the Lord, we already enter into a reality of being together in one.
所以圣灵不会做那种工作，叫我们分门别类。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit will never do the work of division.
所以如果我们有分门别类，那不是跟随圣灵，那一定是我身上有什么特别的弱点，或者特别的那些就是说让我没有办法跟上圣灵。
Therefore, if we are divided, then it's not by the work of Holy Spirit. It must mean that there's some weakness or something in me, so I'm not able to follow what the Holy Spirit does.
我讲这个不是唱高调。
Not being high key here.
因为我自己刚信主的时候就经历到这个奇妙的事。
Because when I first believed the Lord, I have experienced such amazing thing.
我刚信主不久，我有一天呢坐公车回到我的学校，那个公车站就在学校门口。
Not long after I believed the Lord, I took the bus back to my school. The bus stop was very close to my school.
我一下车的时候看到一个学弟，我同研究所的学弟站在校门口。
As soon as I step out of the bus, I saw this classmate whose grade is lower than me. He was right in front of the school door, gate.
我从来没有跟他说过话。
I have never talked to him before.
我只知道他是基督徒。
I knew that he's a Christian.
在我没有信主以前，我不跟基督徒做太多的打交道。
Before I believed the Lord, I did not have much interaction with Christians.
但那一天，圣灵在我身上强烈地感动我。
But that day, the Holy Spirit strongly touched me.
我一下车，圣灵就催我去跟那个学弟呢，说我已经信了耶稣，我跟你是同一个国度的人。
As soon as I step out of the bus, the Holy Spirit asked me quickly, go to tell this classmate who's younger than me that I am already a Christian, I have believed the Lord, I belong to the same kingdom as you.
我跟他说完了之后，我不是觉得很不好意思，我跟他说完了之后，我心里被一个说不出来的喜乐充满。
After I told him this, I did not feel embarrassed, but my heart is full of joy that's indescribable.
他没有因为我说我信了耶稣，他把我抱起来说啊，我你是弟兄，他还没到这种生命程度。
Life did not react in a way that after I told him I believe in Jesus, he hugged me.
虽然他的反应有一点，就是他很吃惊，我怎么会跟他说这个话？
He was very surprised that I told him this.
我就跟他简单打完招呼我就走了。
So I simply say hi and told him this, then I left.
我里面知道这是主把我们 带成为一了。
Inside of me, I knew that this is because the Lord has put us to be one.
所以在基督里面同归于一，这是基督已经做成的事。
So to be gathered together in one in Christ, this is something really accomplished by the Lord.
但除非我们顺服基督，否则我们不能进入这个世界。
Unless we obey Christ, otherwise we cannot enter into this reality.
所以我们行事为人，就是会见证我们是不是受圣灵的引导，能够保守圣灵已经成就的那个一里面。
So our walk and our deeds in daily life can testify whether we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and to testify this one has already been accomplished.
所以这个一就带给我们进入身体和进入这个身体的经历和身体的认识。
So this oneness brings us to enter into the body and brings us to enter into the experience and knowing about the body.
所以蒙恩得救的圣徒进入教会不是加入一个地上的组织。
So for the saints saved by grace to enter into church, not to enter into organization on earth.
所以任何说这个进入教会的还要给他一个什么什么证书哈，这个是不适合的。
Therefore, it's not appropriate for those who enter into church to receive any certification.
而且没有证书的是不能参与教会的这个像教会的擘饼啊，教会的侍奉啊，或教会的重要的东西。
And also, some says that those who do not have the certification cannot partake the breaking of bread nor services or other important things.
那是把教会变成地上的组织。
And that is to make church become the earthly organization.
但是神他救我们的时候，就把我们带进到他的身体里，基督的身体里面。
But when God saved us, He has already brought us into the body of Christ.
虽然我们在认识上不知道，那我们在感觉上也不懂。
Even though we do not know in our understanding, nor in our feelings.
但是神是做这样的事。
But God does this work.
然后把我们带到教会之后，带到身体里面之后，他要把我们在让基督的生命的度量在我们身上能够长起来。
And after he has brought us into church, his body, he would like us to grow in the capacity of his measure.
所以这个长起来，所以呢，我们看弟兄姊妹不是看他那个亚当的生命，我们是要看他。基督的生命在他身上有多少的成长。
So as we grow, when we see brothers and sisters, we do not see his Adamic life, but we do see how much is the growth of Christ's life in him.
所以我们行事为人就是要显出基督的生命性情。
So our walk and deeds is to manifest the nature and the life of Christ.
这个不是律法的要求，因为生命是长出来的。
This is not by the commandment of law, for the life is to grow.
所以我们就需要在生命里面进入这个生命成长的实际。
Therefore, in life, we have to enter into the reality of life growth.
所以这个我们的生活啊，是进入那个新生命的生活。
So our life is to enter into this new life.
是新生命带领我们在这地上，就是我们在这地上，但是是根据这个新的生命来生活。
Although we are on earth, but we live according to this new life.
然后不但是如此，我们的行事为人呢，也要成为神国度的见证。
And not only that, but our walk and deeds shall become the testimony of God's kingdom.
神用他的光让我们认识他的国度。
Through God's light, we can know his kingdom.
他也用他的光把我们带进到这个生命的丰富，他爱的丰富。
Through his light, he brings us into the riches of his life and love.
那不但如此，他把我们做成荣耀的教会。
And not only that, he conforms us into his glorious church.
所以他要我们在生活上能够多多的进入这个生命的实际。
Therefore, he would like us to much enter into the reality of this life.
在这个实际里面，你可以在家庭里面经历他。
And in such a reality, we can experience him in family life.
父母跟儿女的关系，儿女的跟父母的关系。是根据新的生命，根据得救的这个生命来互动的。
For the interaction and the relationship between parents and children is based on this new life.
那在
the saved life.
在我们工作中也是这样。
So is this in our work.
不管我们在工作中是什么职位。
Regardless of what position we have in work,
我们是摆在别人的权柄底下，或者我们是把别人摆在我们的权柄底下。
Might be under someone else's authority, or someone else's is under our authority.
但这都要见证我们是行在这个呼召里面。
But this all shall testify that we are walking under this calling.
所以我们的生活我们为主做见证不是只有在跟弟兄姊妹聚在一起的时候。
So in our life, when we testify for the Lord, it's not only during the time we gather with brothers and sisters.
我们在工作中是我们见证的地方。
Our workplace, this is the place we can testify.
我们在家庭中是我们见证的地方。
In our family life, this is a place we can testify.
主给我们任何机会到任何地方都是我们见证的地方。
When the Lord gives us opportunity to go to any place, that's the place we can testify.
所以这是告诉我们，我们这个基督徒的生活是每一分钟都在这个得救的实际里面。
So this is to tell us that Christian life, every minute, is in the reality of salvation.
所以这个是第二段，行在地上，行在日常，行在每一个环境里面。
So this is the second part, to walk on earth and to walk in every circumstances.
那第三个部分就是第六章第十节以后，就是站立在仇敌的面前。
The third part, that is starting from chapter 6, verse 10 until the end, that is to stand before the enemy.
但是站立在仇敌面前，必须先站在主面前。
But before we can stand before the enemy, we have to first stand before the Lord.
所以站是一件重要的学习。
So to stand is a very important learning.
那使我们能够站住在这段话里面。至少提醒我几个方面。
And enable for us to stand in this part of scripture, there are several reminders to me.
第一个在第十节要靠着主，其实那就是在主里面。
The first part is verse 10, that is by the Lord, which is in the Lord.
在主里面不是个口号。
To be in the Lord, it's not a slogan.
主这个词它有四面的意思，我们曾经说过。
There are four meanings of this word Lord, which we mentioned before.
第一个面它就是它是制裁者 sanctioner.
Meaning is he's the sanctioner.
所以呢就是我们这个人呢先要 在主面前能够蒙光照。
First, it means that we first need to be enlightened before the Lord.
我们要愿意接受主的光照。
We need to be willing to receive the enlightening from the Lord.
所以你看到第六章第十节以后是有魔鬼，是有黑暗的势力。
After chapter 6 verse 10 talk about the devil, which is the power of darkness.
那如果我们不蒙光照，我们被仇敌控告一下，我们就垮了。
We are not being enlightened. As soon as the enemy accuses us, then we collapse.
但是我们虽然蒙光照了，但是我们靠着主的宝血，靠着主的怜悯，靠着主的拯救，他的宝血的拯救跟生命的拯救，把我们带到可以站在他面前的时机。
But then after we are being enlightened by his precious blood, by his mercy, by his salvation, that through we are able to stand before the Lord.
所以这个他是制裁者，不是等到主耶稣再来之后我们才认识，应该是我们今天就非常的清楚，而且非常的有经历。
So to know that Lord is the sanctioner is not to wait until after our Lord's return, but we should have such experience today.
我们不需要别人不断的提醒我们。
Not need other people to keep reminding us.
应该我们每一个蒙恩的圣徒都有第一手的经历。
For each brother or sister saved by grace, we should have the first-hand experience.
那这一个主呢，第二面的意思就是 supreme in authority， 也就是说在权柄上是至高的。
The meaning of the word Lord is that he is the supreme authority.
所以这也是可以经历的。
It can be experienced.
主已经宣告天上地上所有的权柄已经在他的手上。
For our Lord,all things in heaven and earth, all the authority has been in his hand.
如果我们从来都没有经历，那我们对主的认识恐怕还留在不认识的阶段里面。
If we have never had this experience, then our knowledge about the Lord still remains we don't know him.
所以这时候我们在主里，所以我们就在至高的权柄底下。
In the Lord, then we are authority.
我们是在至高的权柄底下，但是至高的权柄是超越所有的权柄。
We are under the supreme authority, but this supreme authority is above all authority.
因为我们在他的权柄底下，所以主如果把我们摆在一个很低的位置上面，这是没有问题的。
For because we are under his authority, therefore if the Lord places us into a very low position, that's no problem at all.
所以如果我们必须要在很，我们必须要摆在最高的位置上，才要宣告说主是主，那恐怕在全地可以宣告主是主的没有几个人。
We can only proclaim that the Lord is the Lord only when we are being placed in high position. Then, among the whole earth, there are very few people can proclaim that the Lord is the Lord.
但是我们是在至高的权柄底下，我们可能会被摆在最低的，就像是约瑟，他被卖为奴隶，或者说是他被陷害成为囚犯。
So when we are under supreme authority, even though we might be placed in a position such as Joseph when he was being sold as a slave, or he was being deceived and then he was being sold into a man.
所以即使他在最低的情况，最低的位置，地位上面，但是他却是把至高的权柄显明出来。
Therefore, even though he was in the lowest position, but he has revealed this supreme authority.
所以今天主把我们不管摆在什么位置，我们都要见证他是至高的权柄。
Therefore, regardless of what position Lord places us today, we still testify he is the supreme authority.
那第三面的主的意思呢，就是他是掌控者，他是 controller。
And the third meaning of the word Lord is that he is the controller.
所以如果他是掌控者，就不需要我掌控。
Or if he is the controller, then I don't have to be in control.
你知道今天我们所有的地上的追求都是追求我们这个人可以成为那个掌控者。
For all of our seeking that ourselves.
但如果我们是真的活在主掌控的情况底下，我们就不需要去做主不要我们做的事情。
If we are truly living under the control of the Lord, then we do not need to do the things that Lord do not want us to do.
对，他是掌控者。
For he is the controller.
然后第四面他是拥有者，他是所有权在他的手上。
And then the fourth part is that he is the owner and owns all things.
所以这都叫我们可以跟主有一个对的关系。
So all these help us to have the right relationship with the Lord.
不但有一个对的关系，而且可以安息在他把我们摆在的地位、环境和一切的主允许的情况底下。
Not only we can find rest, but also we are able to find rest and peace in all the position and circumstances and all this condition he allows us to be in.
所以我们来到教会里面，我们应当是可以安息在主的面前的。
When we come to the church, we shall be able to find rest before the Lord.
我们安息在主面前，我们在弟兄姊妹当中呢，也是带着安息，带着平安来互动的。
When we find rest before the Lord, then when we come among brothers and sisters, we come with rest and peace to interact with one another.
只有当我们不安息的时候，我们才会成为那个搅动者，来把不安息带到我们的圣徒当中。
Only when we are not in rest, then we become the one who disturbs and brings such unpeacefulness among the brothers and sisters.
那仇敌这里的魔鬼，他就会利用我们的不安息，跟主一个不正常的关系，来对教会来做一切的攻击或者搅动。
This devil, which is the enemy that uses our, as we are not able to find rest, then it disturbs the church among our relationship.
所以我们要站在仇敌面前，第一个要先站在主面前。
So for us to be able to, for the enemy, first we have to stand before the Lord.
我们先要跟主一个对的关系，你遇到仇敌的事情就不用害怕。
First, we need to have the right relationship with the Lord. Then, when we face the enemy, we don't have to be in fear.
然后下面说，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
And later, to be strong in his might and power.
所以这里是在他的大能大力里面。
In the power of his might.
那这个大能呢？是特别强调在那个持定的能力，就是也叫我们连于宝座的能力。
For this power, especially focus on this consistent power, which is the power that we can connect to the throne.
所以它是一个 holding power, 它是把我们拉住，不是我们拉住。
So this is the holding power which the Lord holds us, not we hold to the Lord.
所以我们要在他这，我们要愿意被主抓住。所以你如果主安排我们在什么样的情况底下，是主安排的，我们要持定他，要在他的大能大力底下来经过那个环境。
Therefore, we have to be willing to be laid hold of by the Lord. In all the circumstances the Lord places us in, we have to continue to lay hold of Him and then obey under such circumstances.
所以一面跟主有一个对的关系，一面是在主的持定的大能大力底下。
So on the one hand, we have to have the right relationship with the Lord. On the other hand, we have to be under the holding power of His might.
那做刚强的人，就是这个神的能力在我们身上有，就是说，就是神的能力运行在我们身上，使我们成为有神的能力的人。
And to be strong is that as God's power works among us, so we become powerful men.
所以站立在神的，站立在仇敌的面前，要先跟主有一个对的关系。
For to be able to stand before the enemy, first we have to have the right relationship with the Lord.
那到一个地步呢，神那个持定的能力就在我们身上能够超越我们可以形容的那个特别的运行。
Meaning that God's holding power upon us can have His working which surpasses our description.
你知道有很多的圣徒哈，因为爱主的缘故，他在世界上是被不合理的对待的。
There are many saints for their love toward the Lord, so therefore they are being treated very.
有的是在工作中，有的在家庭中，有的在教会中，有的在许多环境中。
Some being treated not reasonably in work or family or in church or in all kinds of circumstances.
但这些圣徒并没有发疯，这些圣徒也没有精神错乱。
But all those saints, they do not become crazy or mad.
甚至他们充满了平安，充满了安息，充满了主的同在。
They are full of peace and rest and His presence.
而且他们能够照着主所引导的做当做的事情。
They are able to, according to what the Lord guides them, they do what they should do.
什么能力在他们身上？
Power upon them.
就是这个大能大力，持定的能力。
This holding power of His might.
并且这个持定的能力不但充满他，能够在这样的一个搅动或者是一个冲击他的环境中能够站稳，而且他有能力从他身上出来。
And this holding power not only fills them, but in such disturbance, they are able to stand and with the power coming out from them.
所以这是告诉我们，我们面对黑暗的势力，我们必须要有这个能力。
Therefore, it tells us, face the power of darkness, we must have this kind of power.
这不是我们的能力，这是神的能力，这是基督的能力。
This is not our power, this is God's power and the power of Christ.
然后呢，就是说要穿上全副的军装。
The full armor of God.
啊，这个全副军装不是给我们欣赏的。
Full armor is not for us to appreciate.
这一个全副军装是要我们在日常的生活中真真实实的穿上。
This full armor of God is for us to truly put on in our daily life.
不管你是什么职业。
So what kind of job do you do?
不管你在人生的什么阶段。
Regardless of what kind of stage of life you are in.
你做学生的，你也需要全副军装。
Even students, you still need this full armor of God.
你是做这个好像在人看来没有什么这些危险的工作的，你也需要主给的全副军装。
Your job does not seem to have any risks, involve safety, but full armor.
所以我们是需要真正的穿上全副军装。
Therefore, we truly need to put on the full armor.
这个是一个你面对属灵的环境，这是必须的。这个不是我们怎么讲说，不是我们夸大的，它是必须的。
This is not being exaggerating, but this is a must when we face the spiritual circumstances.
所以这些都是关系到我们能站住，站稳在主面前，不能站住。
This all have to do with whether we can stand or not before the Lord.
那另外第四个方面就是在圣灵里面。
Fourth part is in the Holy Spirit.
所以在圣灵里面，这是一个在圣灵里面祷告，这是一个很宝贵的学习。
Therefore, pray in the Holy Spirit is a very precious learning.
我想这个我用诗篇139篇哈，给大家一个印象，这个神怎么看我们，我们跟神什么关系，你就知道在圣灵里面应该到什么地步。
I would like to use Psalm 139 to give you an impression of how God looks at us, and then you will know that what kind of relationship we should have with the Holy Spirit.
那我们把这个诗篇139篇哈读一下，等一下我们因为时间不够了，大概就要结束了。
Let's read Psalm 139, and then because of time, we will end soon.
好，诗篇139篇第一节说，耶和华，你已鉴察我，认识我。
Psalm 139 verse 1 says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and know me.
我坐下，我起来，你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念。
Down sitting and my uprising, and thou understand myself afar off.
我行路，我躺卧，你都细察，你也深知我一切所行的。
Come pass and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways.
耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
For there is not a word in my tongue, but O Lord.Thou knowest better.
你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。
Has beset me behind and before, and lay thy hand upon me.
这样的知识奇妙，是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it.
我往哪里去？躲避你的灵，我往哪里逃避？我往哪里逃？躲避你的面。
Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence?
我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
Ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bow, behold, thou art there.
我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住。
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the outermost part of the sea,
就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
There shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
我若说黑暗必定遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必成为黑暗。
If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me.
黑暗也不能遮蔽我，使你不见。黑夜却如白昼发亮，黑暗和光明，在你看都是一样。
Yet the darkness hides not from thee, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee.
我的肺腑是你所造的。我在母腹中，你已覆庇我。
For thou hast possessed my reins and hast covered me in my mother's womb.
我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well.
我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络。那时我的形体并不向你隐藏。
My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth.
我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你册子上了。
The eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my men, which in countenance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them.
神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。
How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, of them.
我若数点，比海沙更多，我睡醒的时候人和你同在。
count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee.
神啊，你必要杀戮恶人，所以你们好流人血的，离开我去吧。
Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloody men.
因为他们说恶言顶撞你，你的仇敌也妄称你的名。
For they speak against thee wickedly, and thy enemies take thy name in vain.
耶和华恨恶你的，我岂不恨恶他们吗？攻击你的，我岂不憎嫌他们吗？
Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee?
我切切地恨恶他们，以他们为仇敌。
I hate them with perfect hate. I count them my enemies.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
Search me, O heart. Try me and know my thoughts.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
There are any wicked way in me, and me in the way everlasting.
如果这篇诗篇是我们在生命中有经历的。
If we hang our life regarding the psalm.
你发现在圣灵靠着在圣灵里面或者靠着圣灵祷告随时多方祷告就变成非常实际的事情。
Then you will realize that it is very practical when we pray with the Spirit always.
我们祷告的时候不需要做文章。
Pray, we do not need to have very beautiful speech.
我们祷告不是给别人听的。
Pray to let others hear.
我们不是为着要让别人称赞我们很会祷告，我们的祷告词很美。
And we do not need others to praise us, pray or how beautiful our prayers are.
我们真正的祷告，在圣灵里面的祷告，是跟主，是跟圣灵有一个融洽的，有一个对的关系。
Our true prayer in the Holy Spirit is.To have harmonized and right with the Lord.
所以不管我们是在顺利的环境或者我们在艰困的环境圣灵都会教我们祷告。
Whether we are in a smooth circumstances or in a difficult circumstances, the Holy Spirit will always teach us how to pray.
就是我们在极其危险极其艰困的环境圣灵他知道怎么样把我们带到天上宝座所需要的那样的一个那样的祷告的那个切实的点。
Even when we are in such a dangerous or difficult situation, the Holy Spirit knows how to bring us to pray to the point that can reach to the heavenly throne.
所以我们是不是真的把自己交托奉献在他的手中，是一个相当关键的事情。
For it is a very critical point that whether we are able to commit ourselves and offer ourselves unto His hand.
如果我们不为自己保留什么，圣灵就要在我们身上做，叫我们能够惊叹，叫我们震撼，叫我们能够宣告他的奇妙的工作。
Therefore, if we do not keep anything for ourselves, then the Holy Spirit will do this work that we would feel it's amazing and marvelous, and also we can proclaim how glory He is.
如果我们是在主面前是有保留的，我们这里不需要主干涉，那里不需要主引导，或者是怎样不需要主参与，那我们就很难认识什么能够在圣灵里面的祷告。
If we still keep parts of ourselves, and for a certain point we do not want Him to interfere, for some parts we do not want His guidance, then it's very hard to enter into the prayer being led by the Holy Spirit.
但如果我们真是进入到在圣灵里面祷告，
If we truly enter into the prayer in the Spirit,
即使仇敌的诡计、仇敌的攻击是非常的强烈的。
Even when the attack and the tricks of the enemy is fierce.
甚至环境是十分的危险紧急的。
When the circumstances is in great danger.
但是圣灵会把我们带到与他同坐在天上，能够得着平安，能够得胜的那样的该有的光景。
Holy Spirit will still bring us so we can be sitting together in the heavenly places with Him, then we can receive peace and also have such a same condition as sitting in the heavenlies.
因为我们的一切的生命、一切的活动、一切的气息、一切的所有一切都在他面前赤露敞开。
All of our walks and our deeds, our life and breath, is all naked and open before Him.
所以如果我们是这么样的实在的信任他，实在的把自己交托给他。
Therefore, if we truly trust Him and also commit ourselves completely unto Him.
即使我们是在一个极危急、一个重大危难的一个环境中，他仍然显出他的大能来引导我们，带我们进入到基督已经成就的得胜。
Even though we are in such dangerous and great situation, then He will still guide us to enter into the reality of the overcoming power of Christ.
所以神的仇敌魔鬼想要击垮他的儿女，这是不可能的事情。
Therefore, it is impossible for the adversary of God, which is the Satan, to children.
因为神把他的教会放在地上，就是要使仇敌成为他教会的脚凳。
For as God put His children, church, on earth, that is to make enemy become His footstool.
所以只要他的教会，只要众圣徒，跟主、跟圣灵有个对的关系，仇敌就必定要败溃蒙羞。
So when there's the right relationship of His children, of the saints, with the enemy, should definitely be ashamed.
我想这是我们今天所必须要学习的。
So this is something we have to learn today.
不管你现在是在十几岁的阶段，或者你在二十几岁的阶段，或者你是在三十几、四十几、五十几、六十几、七十几、八十几、九十几的阶段。
Regardless of your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50, 60, 80, 90 years old.
我们都一同在这样的一个功课，在这样的过程中。
All together in such lesson and this process.
求主帮助我们能够进入他所要他可以得荣耀的得胜。
May the Lord help us to be able to enter into this victory that He can receive all the glory.
主若愿意，我们下一次会再继续看这个题目。
If the Lord's willing, then next time we continue with the same topic.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have word of prayers.
主，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Lord, we give praises and thanksgiving.
你的意念高过我们的意念，你的道路高过我们的道路。
Will are higher than our will, and your ways higher than our ways.
你所要成就的都不是我们曾经想过的。
What you would like to accomplish is not something we have thought of.
没有你开启我们，我们永远不会知道这是你给我们的托付。
Without you opening us up, we would never know that this is the entrustment you've given to us.
没有你借着圣灵带我们进入一切的实际，我们永远不会有那样的负担来见证你，来荣耀你。
Without you guide us to enter into all the truths by the Holy Spirit, we can never have the burden to testify and glorify you.
愿主继续向我们说话，带我们进入真理的实际。
May you continue to speak to us and guide us into all truths.
特别在你再来之前，教会需要怎样能够预备装饰整齐，求你把这样的怜悯赐给我们。
And especially before your return, do pray that you give us the mercy so your church can be fully adorned and be prepared.
不管我们有什么软弱，不管我们身上有什么障碍，求你在你的怜悯和在你的大能中 成就你旨意中所要成就的。
Regardless of what kind of weakness or obstacles we have upon us, but in your great mercy and power, do accomplish what you would like to accomplish.
叫我们可以有那样的机会，能够站立在你的宝座前，能够发出你在圣经中所告诉我们那些站在宝座前的那些特殊的赞美，那些荣耀的赞美，那些真是叫你真是心满意足的赞美。
So do help us. We are able to stand before your throne. So we are able to praise you according to your will. That's according to your peace. And also your glory can be full of praise.
真是再一次把一切交托在你手中。
Once again, we commit all things back to your hands.
愿你继续做成你荣耀的工作。
Amen.
May you continue to fully accomplish your glorious work.
奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.
Amen. 那好，那我们感谢主赐给我们这些话语。
We thank the Lord for giving us those words.
好，愿主能够让我们借这些话，能够让我们常常来到他面前来思想。
Thank the Lord that through those words we can often come before Him to meditate.
好，那我们聚会就停在这里。
Meeting stops here for now.
好，再见，弟兄姊妹们。
再见。
好，
好。
拜
拜。
再见。
拜拜。
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 拜。
再见。
拜拜。
拜。
拜拜，
拜
拜，
拜
拜，
拜拜，拜
拜
，Happy Mother's
Day，Happy Mother's Day to you too。
就是那个 Robin 的太
太。豆豆豆豆，
谢谢，
豆豆豆豆，哇！
想一下，
豆豆，
拜拜 ，Dennis。Good to see you.
Hi, Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Yeah, bless you. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
大吴。